The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." The Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Good morning. What a pleasure it is to be with you and preach on this final Sunday in Advent. Thanks to Pastor Kathleen for inviting me to come over across the river. We are so close to celebrating Christmas, which for some of us is exciting, and for others may be creating more stress than we'd like to admit. As much as we'd hope this year's holiday season would be more like what we remember before 2020, we're still having to be cautious about how we interact in order to keep the most vulnerable among us healthy and safe. The waves of holiday stress that one experiences in a quote-unquote normal year are compounded by the ongoing pandemic, rising prices, and the challenges of remaining hopeful and joyful when the world around us continues to deliver bad news and reasons for concern. Earlier this past week, a friend of mine, Hank, posted a photo of a black ceramic cat with a multicolor polka dot ceramic crown and a matching polka dot collar on his social media pages. Hank is a candidate for ministry in the United Church of Christ, and he resides in Ohio. He also leads an interfaith organization there. In the description of the photo, Hank admitted that he had had a pretty discouraging and stress-filled week the week before, and had decided that he was going to give himself a chance to rest and not attend church last Sunday. However, he found himself up earlier than he really wanted to be on a Sunday morning and resolved himself to go to church, even though he wasn't much in the mood. When he got to church, he was approached by another parishioner who said that she had a gift for him and handed him the ceramic black cat. She and other members of the church had gone to a Color Me Mine, an art studio where you can paint your own pottery, a few weeks earlier. As she handed it to him, she said that she painted it for him because she knew he had black cats. Hank currently has three black cats, Archer, Bailey, and Barney. Those who went on this outing together put intention into the items they created that day, including praying over the pieces and blessing them for the recipients, something revealed to Hank in the comments under the photo. In response, he stated, "This is so incredible, and the timing of me receiving it on Sunday when I was feeling so down, well, that's just sort of a God thing, I guess." Colby, Hank's ceramic cat, named after the first black cat he owned, is a symbol of the care and connection that we all hope to find in our communities. It was an unexpected blessing that reminded Hank that even though the world may be difficult, there were still bright spots within his community of connection. There are people who remember details about his life and want to show him that he matters to them. Maybe you've had a similar experience as Hank, a time when you unexpectedly found yourself blessed by others, when someone remembered you when you thought you were forgotten, when someone saw you when you felt invisible, when something happened that changed the course of your life for the better, even if it was a small thing, an unexpected blessing. Today's readings edge us ever closer to Christmas Day and remind us of the unexpected blessings that God repeatedly gives throughout the scriptures. How God shows favor to those who are on the margins, perceived to be insignificant, or struggling to have their voices heard. We read how Bethlehem, a small town outside of Judah, will be a place of significance for the rulers of Israel. You may even hear the opening bars of O Little Town of Bethlehem playing in your mind as you read this text. Mary sings her song of praise to God and reminds us of the ways in which God has been and will continue to be active in the world for those who are powerless. Mary and Elizabeth share in the joy of their pregnancies and blessings from God. It's not often we have a gospel reading squarely centered on women, their experiences, and their prophetic voices. In Luke's recounting of the story of Jesus' birth, Mary has just been visited by the angel Gabriel, who announces her divine pregnancy. Filled at first with fear and confusion, she is a virgin after all, Mary accepts the angel's announcement, stating that she is God's servant and will carry God's child. She seeks out an older relation in Elizabeth, her cousin, who is also pregnant through divine intervention, and who shares the same situation of unexpected blessing. Their meeting celebrates the joy they are both experiencing, but there is also a tinge of reassurance that may be required for the newly expectant mother. These are two women in contrast, one young, unmarried, perhaps unprepared to be a mother, the other old, married, desiring to carry a child for a long time. While otherwise they might be forgotten or shut out from society because of their circumstances, they both find themselves blessed by God to hold a place of significance in the cosmic story of salvation. What becomes of these unexpected blessings? How does receiving such a blessing cause Mary and Elizabeth to change? How do unexpected blessings in our own lives affect how we operate in the world? Elizabeth's unexpected blessing allows her to see Mary's blessedness. John leaping in her womb is a sign to her that what Mary has experienced is indeed a blessing from God. Elizabeth does more than provide reassurance to Mary. She names Mary as blessed and highly favored by God. She prophesies that Mary's pregnancy is not only significant because of the fetus she carries, but because she believes in what the angel Gabriel has told her. Blessings beget more blessings. Mary, after hearing Elizabeth's words of praise and prophecy, then goes on to sing her own song of praise and prophecy in the Magnificat, our psalm for today. The Magnificat, what one commentator I read called a radical Advent hymn, is more than just a song of praise. While it starts out with Mary claiming her place as God's servant and reestablishing her lowly position, it goes on to name God as a force who reverses our expectations. Mary's song is written in the aorist tense in Greek, which is the past tense of a habitual or customary happening. So the verbs would read that God's actions happened in the past, but that the actions are known to happen again. In our translation, the verbs are in the present perfect. God has done these things and will continue to do them into the future. Our expectation should be that because God has brought down the powerful and lifted up the lowly, has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty, we should expect that God will continue to do these things into the future. Mary's unexpected blessing causes her to share the ways that God has and will continue to create a cosmic shift in the world through the birth of Jesus and later his death and resurrection. We may be struggling to see the unexpected blessings surrounding us this holiday season. The darkness of the past 2 years may continue to cast its shadow around us as we clamor for bits of light. The probability that we will be visited by an angel who will tell the ways in which God is blessing us is low. So we have to take it upon ourselves to discern how God shows blessings to us. It might be something simple, like Hank's ceramic cat, a kind word from a stranger, a friend who sits with you in silence as you grieve, or something more complex, like larger social movements that ensure people's value and worth. It's not just that blessings make us feel good, which is often a great side effect, but it's that it helps remind us of our value and our worth. The approaching birth of Jesus reminds us of God's love manifest for us. In these final days of Advent, I invite you to reflect on the ways God has blessed you, or the most recent time you have felt that way. It may have happened in a very ordinary way, but think of when you felt validated, heard, loved, cared for. Conversely, when have you shared those blessings with others? Entering into the Christmas season, intentionally seeking to see how we are blessed and how we may be able to bless others is an expression of God's love. When we feel supported and cared for by others, we can translate that support and care to others. The source of these blessings is God. God stands with us in challenging times and helps us to see the ways in which we can better our world. We are blessed because God sees and accepts us for who we are, and we can trust that God will continue to bless us into the future, as is God's habit. God's blessings manifest in unexpected ways, and we are called to share those blessings with others. Dear friends, blessings, blessings, blessings on your holiday season. Amen. Amen.